Okay, Parshas Ha'azinu. One gets the impression when reading these last couple of Parshas, already the same kind. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life is, you know, he's just let, you know, at the end of your life, you don't say so many fancy things. You don't say, yeah. It's just like A, it's unfiltered, but B, it's just like it's the basics. It's straight fundamentals, foundations. You don't say like fancy drushes, you know. You don't say like wild chidushim and fancy drushes. And one gets the impression that Rav Hirsch is sort of using this to give his own, you know, final speech to his people. Like he's focusing. There's not a lot of, you know, not a lot of creative or, you know, fancy new ideas here. Again, we're just starting.
There's a lot more of his stuff at the end of his life, but I'm not.
No, I don't know. I'm just saying, I just think he's sort of using Moshe Rabbeinu's end of his life,
right,
to give a similar kind of, you know, just fundamentals and foundations of Yiddishkeit. But there is also a lot of saying it like it is, as we're going to see. The whole Parshas Ha'azinu, is one, you know, poem that basically summarizes all of Jewish history. You know, and again, Rav Hirsch keeps on stressing these themes of when something bad happens, you know, to Klal Yisrael as a whole. I'm talking about individuals so much, but to Klal Yisrael as a whole. When Klal Yisrael is in an Eitz Tzara, so we're not supposed to pin it on the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're supposed to pin it on ourselves. And the second that Klal Yisrael comes back and reconstitute that flame, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to give it back to us. This is really the theme of the whole Parshas Ha'azinu, that we have to, as a nation, we're not supposed to, you know, complain. When things happen, we're supposed to look at ourselves and not look at the Ribbono Shel Olam as a nation. So let's see. He starts off with, at the very, very beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu makes some comparisons between Talmud Torah and rain. This is at the very beginning. We talk all the time about this, but the first has his own unique take. And this is, again, the very beginning. Hazinu Hashamayim v'adaber v'tishma ha'aretz v'rifi. Let the heavens listen to me and the earth will hear. Yarov kamatar l'kri, may my words come down like heavy rains. Tizal katalim rasi, may the words of Torah be like dew. Tzeirim droplets on grass. Alei deshe v'cheruvim alei esim. Take a look at Rav Hirsch. Says Rav Hirsch, Boker Tov Gavi. Says Rav Hirsch, Shnei inyanei mahavim shlichuso shel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu had two primary goals in his lifetime. Two primary goals constitute the shlichus, the vision, the mission of Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah v'havtacha. Moshe Rabbeinu viewed his life's mission to teach Torah and also to give the people as a people hope. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first real leader of the Jewish people, and he wanted to give them a future. He wanted to give them a hope. Through the Torah, he wanted them to know that they have a mission in life, that they're going to have a future, that even after he's gone, they have a destiny, that there's going to be a future for them. So, Hum mitzap esh shamayim ba'aretz yifalu b'mishutaf li'itzuv asid amo. He is hoping and looking forward to the fact that the heaven and the earth, in partnership, will forge and ensure the destiny of the Jewish people. Hirsch is going to talk about this a lot, especially in one very, very fascinating way. And this is the issue that, you know, again, honestly, I don't fully have the full explanation of, but Rav Hirsch is going to continuously stress in his commentary this week the harmonization of these two ideas which seem to be contradictory. And that is that it's up to us. The end of the story is up to us. It's not that Hashem is making us do what we do, because we choose. We choose whether we want to follow Hashem's. We have free choice. As a people, well, as individuals, we certainly have free choice. As a people, it's not clear that we have free choice, because Rav Hirsch harmonizes this and says, as individuals, we have free choice, but as a people, ultimately, Hashem's final plan is going to happen. He has the world marching to a certain end game, and he's going to make sure that end game happens. the Jewish people are never going to be destroyed. The Torah is never going to be lost from the Jewish people. He keeps on stressing these ideas. On the other hand, he stresses the idea that we have the right whether to follow or to abandon. So those two ideas, how he balances the two of them together, to me are fascinating. But again, he starts already over here and says like this, that the heavens and the earth are going to guarantee that Moshe Rabbeinu's mission in life is definitely going to be realized at the end of time, in the end. Hashem is going to arrange it the Klai. So the way I sometimes think of this is that even though individuals have free choice, but the nation of Israel as a whole does not have free choice, meaning that Hashem will arrange, like the Pasuk says, Lev Melachim Biyad Hashem. Jewish leaders don't always have free choice, because as a nation, we don't have free choice. As individuals, we do. Again, I'm saying the words. I don't fully understand what I'm saying, honestly, but let's see, because Rav Hirsch, maybe you'll help me figure it out, because that's going to be one of the major things of this whole parasha. Let's talk about it. So he says, that Moshe Rabbeinu's two missions in life, the heavens and the earth, are going to guarantee that Moshe Rabbeinu's two visions of life are going to come to fruition. Heaven and earth were singled out by Hashem to make sure that his covenant gets taken care of. So Rav Hirsch earlier explained that lekach is where the people ingest the teaching. The heavens and the earth are going to make sure that the people do ultimately ingest the teachings of Torah. Why? Because if we don't keep it, the heaven's not gonna rain. So ultimately, the heavens and the earth are gonna make sure we're not stupid. Once the heavens and the earth help steer us and veer us, that if we veer a little bit off the path, so the heavens and the earth are gonna make sure that we finally get it. You know, if the Jewish people as a whole don't keep the Torah, life is miserable for them. That's gonna cause us to ultimately get back to it. So we have free choice. But Hashem is going to use the heavens and the earth to make sure that in the end, we finally figure it out. We finally figure it out that when we do the right thing, then Hashem's mission is going to come. So ultimately,
we're making the obvious choice.
Exactly. At the end of the day, it's going to take us a long time, but we're finally going to get it because the choice is going to be so obvious. Well put. I like that better. Well put. Let's see. V'hu mitzapeh. He tapshir as hakipon shelibo. The Torah will break through the Jewish cold heart, the frozen. Kipaon means frozen. The Torah, and again, he's using the mashal of rain. Ya'arof kamator likhi, tizal katalim rasi. The rains of the Torah are going to thaw man's frozen heart. Kiviyachol. It'll break up into clods the hardened earth of the Jewish people's land, so that the Torah will cause warmth and light to break through the hardness of the Jewish heart, hadas v'chayim, knowledge and life, yalav yitzmach v'yaseh pri, humitzah peshav tachaso hamira'anenes, that gives life, Kital, like do. Toshiv es nefesh ha'am v'tiskof es komaso v'mahachem ha'kashim etzvim. Again, he's talking here, Barry, about the Torah. The Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu puts in the mashal of rain. Ya'arof kamatar likhi tizal katal imrasi, my words. My words are going to be like rain. My words, my Torah is going to be like do, because part of what's going to ensure that the Jewish people ultimately return is the immutable connection of the Jewish people long-term to Torah. Connecting the Jewish people long-term to Torah, that's also going to ensure that long-term the Jewish people come back, that the Jewish people make the right choice, because we are never going to be completely severed from this Torah, and this Torah is Kihem Chayenu V'Orech Yomenu. It's our life, it's our lifeline, and in the long-term, the Jewish people's connection to Torah is never going to be totally severed. So, you want to say something?
Yeah, the two pieces is that this train is going in a certain direction. We have to approach it to either get on or not get on.
Exactly, exactly, exactly right. And as individuals, we have bechira to say no. But the train is going, and the Jewish people as a whole, and the Jewish, you have to just add, that the Jewish people as a whole are somehow never going to abandon the train. Hashem is going to make sure that the Jewish, it can't be a scenario where every Jew abandons the train. That ain't going to happen. Again, why not? I mean, theoretically, it should be the realm of possibility. That I'm not totally clear on, but apparently not.
Well, I think it's clear because everybody's seeing it, even though you might seem like it's a good place to train.
Right. Not everyone is can decide that it's not taking you to a better place. So let's see. Whom it's apish after chasam? Yeah. Shnei ha'yisodos ha'elu shel shlichusa. These two foundations of Moshe Rabbeinu shlichus. Yitaruus ha'lev. They will purify the heart. V'yifruus ha'ruach. Yitaru kesaros kishamav manashos aladesha. V'yifru kegeshmei bracha. Hayodim b'shef leisim. Let's continue. Now. But at times in Jewish history, we're going to experience tragedy and sadness when too many of us go off the train. When too many of us go off the train, then we're going to have periods of sadness. And look what he says. What's going to be the question? You know, there's that big hay in Pasuk Vav. Again, just look at the Pesukim that we skipped. Hatsur tamim palok chal derechav mishpat. God is absolutely just. And again, I skipped a few pieces. Shiches lo, lo benab mum dar. We're going to go off the derech. And then what are we going to say? Hal Hashem. So this is a little bit of a long piece. Hal Hashem. B'she'ela l'Hashem harei tsur hu semel liyisod she'enena mishtana. Oh, right. I'm sorry. I skipped. Lamed dal dal. Yeah, what does he say first? Lamed beis dal. Again. Hatsur tamim pa'alo. God is a rock. Hatsur tamim palo, he's perfect. He's a rock. He doesn't change. His justice doesn't change. So he says sur means two things. Sur hu semeli yisod she'enena mishtana. Right? Sur is a rock. It's a foundation that does not change. V'hamizgaber ala kol ha'muchlet. It's strong. It can't change. Hu ha'yisod ha'muchlet shel kol havaya v'shel kol suk havaya. Ma shehu God is a rock, and therefore a rock, generally speaking, is a symbol of something that doesn't change, a very tough substance, and whatever the rock wants to happen is going to happen. Mishum kach, nemar b'yishaya. Oh, listen to this pasuk. This is why I have this here. Bitchu b'Hashem. This Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei Adei Ad. Ki b'kabur in Yud Hei Hashem Tzur Olamim. So Rav Hirsch is going to speak about what does the name of God of Yud Kei Vav Kei mean, and what does the name of God of Yud Hei mean. And this is exactly the same idea that he just said. And again, here you have a scenario in Parshat Hazino where Rav Hirsch weaves the entire. I keep seeing this every week. He weaves the entire parsha into one long drush. It's unbelievable. Everything is interconnected. Look what he says. That he has a tremendous koch. Look what he says. Bitchu b'Hashem adayad. Ki b'koshem. Kvar b'yarn b'pashas shmos. Es mashmos Hashem ben shtei osios. What's the name of Yud Kei? Just that name of koch. Yud Kei, Yud Hei, Yud Den Hei. Hu mevate es koch Hashem ha'miskala b'nitzachon u'v'iskabros al kol ha'kochos ha'misnagdin. That name of Hashem represents God says, and it's done. There's no questions, there's no issues. God's will happens automatically. Ilu ha'isa hanhagas Hashem nohegas rakhim midazu. If Hashem led the world only with his midah of yud and then a hey, only with yud hey, if that was the whole thing. Ha'isa kol hisavas mu'atzevas miyad ulalo shinoi behetem li'ideal shel ha'ratzon ha'eloki. The world would go along in Hashem's idealistic desires, nobody would have free choice, everybody would always make the right decisions, and God's will would always be happening with every single choice that man made. That's if he only led the world with Yud then a Hey. That's God the rock, always, always making sure his will happened at every single step of the way. You can't get in its way. Ulam, however, that's not the way God decided to run the world. Hashem ha'anikla ademas ha'bechira ha'chofshis. Man, Hashem gives man free choice. God gave us the free choice to try to bring the world to that which God wants. He didn't want his will to happen automatically. He wants his will to happen with the joint participation of Jewish free choice, of man's free choice. He still wants his Yud-Heh vision to be happening, but he doesn't want his Yud-Heh vision to be happening because he says it so it happens automatically. He wants his Yud-Heh vision to come to fruition because we're going to figure out what he wants and we're going to bring the world to that goal. He wants us to be partners with him in that vision. That's Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is God allowing us to take part in bringing the world to its final conclusion, to its perfection, to perfecting the world. And look what he says. Asid hu lamalei asatavkid azeh rak toch his padchus chofshis ach bevadaus mochletes lo pachos. However, again, here's where he mixes these two concepts. Don't think the fact that God is allowing us to be partners makes it any less certain that that vision is ultimately going to happen. It's just going to take a different path, but at the end of the day, it's going to come to the exact same place. As if he would have just said, this is what I want to happen, and it's happening right away without your participation, without your choice. So God has a vision for the world of Yud-Heh that he could have run the world and just said, this is the way I want the world to be, and that's what it's going to be. And you have no choice in the matter. But he decided not that way. He decided to give us, as his partners, the ability to latch on to his vision and his mission of the world and help him, as it were, bring it to fruition. He gave us that partnership. And that's what he says this pasuk means, Barry. Bitchu b'Hashem, trust in Yud Kei Vav Kei Ade Ad for the long haul. Ki beka Yud Hei Hashem Tzur Olamim, God Tzur. That same word as you have here, that's what it has here. Tzur Tamim Palo. Tzur means a rock, and Tzur means an artist. Tzur means a rock. Again, I skipped that part of my verse. Tzur means a rock. It's going to happen, but an artist has creativity. An artist leaves room for do it like this, do it like that. So look what he says. Look what he says. The davar zeh bo lidei bitui b'shem ben arba osios. That's the name of four names. Mishum kach. Bitchu b'Hashem. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ad la'asagas ha'mataras ha'sovis. Shekein b'ka Hashem. This world is the Yud Kei Vav Kei world. I'll call Choser Hashleimus Shadayin Davakbo. With all of its lacking in perfection, this world still lacks perfection because God's allowing us to make our mistakes on the way to bring it towards its final destination. V'shel ha'olam shel ha'asid sheha'ideal, ideal. Ha'eloki yiskashembo. And the next world, where finally God's perfect desires are going to be realized there. Mishum kach, kasher Hashem michunet tzur b'yachsel Yisrael. So when God is called a tzur in his relation to the Jewish people, harekina zemavate es havadaus hakfula. This name of God of tzur, hatzur tamim palo, brings to fruition God's double certainty, vadaut kfula. A double certainty. Yisrael motza b'Hashem es ha-mishan ha-nitzchi shel kiyomo ha-historii. The Jewish people find in God the mishan, the cane, the support, nitzchi, the eternal support of the Jewish people's survival throughout history. Hashem rotzeh she-Yisrael yiyeh. God wants the Jewish people to exist. Hashem rotzeh she-Yisrael yiyeh. God wants the Jewish people to exist. And because of this, the Jewish people will not be lost forever. But he also wants us to exist in a certain way. And that's the way God revealed to us in our Torah. La'olam lo yichal Yisrael lafkias atzum madrishas elu. The Jewish people never have the right to totally get off the train, to say, we're not interested in this pact anymore. Ein hein nitanos l'shinoi. The bris is not given to change. Kederach shemetzias Hashem ruitzono. And God's will cannot change. V'chol ta'apuchos ha'goros ha'yavar Yisrael mataros kulin enena el ha'gshamas ha'yir hazeh sh'Hashem hu awid l'Yisrael. And all, everything that happens to Jewish people, the goal of this is to bring Hashem's vision to fruition. Whatever happens to us, even when punishment happens to us and bad stuff happens to us, that's for the sake of us figuring it out and getting back on the train and making sure that God's vision ultimately ends up happening. Hein einan ela halamos patishim ma'atzeveth shel koch anhagas Hashem ma'atzeveth salamo. With Kach, God paints, is the tsayar, is the painter and the rock at the same time of the world. That's why the name of Tsur is appropriate. It's ma'afyein, it defines, it's defining. L'shiras hazinu. That's why the name Tsur is very important in this song of Shiras Hazinu. In the song of Jewish history, which is there to tell us that when we're on the train, it's going in the right direction. And when we mess up, we get off the train. So the name of Tzur, the painter, figures out a way to get us as a people back on the train. And sometimes visits punishment on us as a nation when we stray too far off the train. Hamavtech. The name Tzur is the key to understanding this whole Shira of Ha'azinu. This double action of Hashem at the same time. Giving us our freedom to mess up, but at the same time, that's the artist of Tzur, giving us our freedom to... It's mamish like, Rabbi Farber would say, it's mamish like a choose-your-own-ending. It's a choose-your-own-ending game. Exactly. There's different paths that we could choose to get there. Exactly. Shahamishorer, the poet, Yashur ba as his galus hanhagas Hashem klap Yisrael uve emtzaus Yisrael. It's via the Jewish people. Now in the same vein, Kael Emuna, who Kael? Hashem is someone who you could trust. She'einenu ozev es bruav. Hashem never leaves his creations. He's always there. Uve'etzem hayoso tzur. She'einenu mishtaneh. He's a rock who never changes. Hu yetamid kamos shehaya. He is always going to be always the same way that he was. He doesn't change. His Torah doesn't change. His laws don't change. He's someone upon we can trust. The gamba makam shu osa mishpat. Even in cases where God does justice, mishpat, and he visits punishment on individuals or on the nation. Ein hu noheg rak al pihat tzedek objectivity. He does not only conduct himself based on objective justice. Ela hu tovu meitiv umisha nifkai de mishpato. Rather, his justice, again, Rav Hirsch uses the following words. I'm not sure I fully comprehended them again, but he says, God does not run the world based on what is objective justice. He runs the world based on what is of justice for the person who's getting the judgment. It's not objective on some outer justice of like, well, you messed up, this is the consequence. The same rules apply to everybody at all times. No. It's what is the best justice for that person. What is best? What does that person need?
That's always known. That's basically you're holding people to different standards. When Moshe Rabbeinu did it, if somebody
at
a lower level would have done it, you would have forgiven them.
Right, exactly. Beautiful. So it's not objective. It depends where you are in your particular unique journey. Now, Ha Lashem. I guess that's what I thought I was talking about before, right? There's a big hay in the Chumash, right? Look in the Chumash, you see the hay is very big. It's like a separate word. Ha, Lashem Tigmaluzos. This is going to be the last pasuk we learn. This one pasuk is going to be the rest of the shiur. Hala Hashem Tigmuluzos Amna Vavlo Chacham Halohu Avicha Kanecha Hu Aschav Aichonanecha. Could you really ask this question about Hashem? Amna Vavlo Chacham Halohu Avicha Kanecha. He is your father. He owns you. He made you. So he prepared you. He knows what you need. He knows what you need. Hu Ascha. He made you Vaichonanecha from the word of Kavana. He set you in a certain direction. If he's telling you the Torah is your direction, then he knows you, he made you. He knows what's good for you. And Rav Hirsch here is going to stress how the Jewish people are different than every other nation. And I half joked that Rav Hirsch appears here to, I used some harsh words only as a joke, almost like he appears like an anti-Zionist. We'll see about how he says that. I don't really mean those words. But he stresses so strongly that the Jewish people are different than every single other nation in the fact that we were not forged connected to a land. We were specifically forged not connected to a land. Every other nation, it's all about their land. Their land is what made them into a nation. It's their material assets is what defines them and what makes them rich and what gives them identity and what gives them purpose. It's all about the land. With us, it's not about the land. With us, it's about God. It's about our relationship with God and our mission and vision in the world. It's about what we're supposed to do. It's not the land. The land comes to us as a result of our connection with God. But he stresses this very, very strongly. And again, he's talking to people who are not in the land. It's important to mention that also. But let's see. Watch him, yeah. Watch him develop it. I'm just saying, but it's very stark in the way he says it. That I mean, you know, people whose whole life centers around the land of Israel nowadays, I think would have a problem with the way he says it. Let's see. Maybe not. But that's the impression that I got. Well, hopefully we'll get there. Let's see. We're running out of time. Hala Hashem. I'm going to have to go a little bit quicker. Hahehi Rabasi, Uksuv Aksiva La'atzma. The hey is a separate letter. He misparashes Eba B'mashbos She'ila. It's a question. Ha? It's a question. Kfar Nisbar La'el, Shashira Ba Lahashiv, Litluno Sa'ab. This Hazinu is coming to answer the people's complaints. Ulahayb Bifanav Alam Yisrael Sam Shel Advar, but to testify before them about the truth of the words of the Torah. Biskufal Shashira No'ada Lahen Kfar Nitchu Alam Yisurin Kashim Bavon Begidasav Hashem. This Shira is made for times of tremendous hardship for the Jewish people, that since they left God, they had tremendous punishments. Ach, mamakom lahashim esatzman, but instead of blaming themselves, v'as begidaso, and the fact that we were traitors, harehu mashim eselokov, what's the Jewish people's response? It's God's fault. Sharei ein Hashem noeg imo kiminhago bimei atova v'no chachuso, Hashem is not behaving with the Jewish people the way he did when the Jewish people were keeping his word. And Psukim Dalad through Vav, God says, when the Jewish people complain about their problems and we blame God, we blame God for the fact that he has changed the way he's behaving with us. No. God didn't change anything. He's a rock. His will didn't change and the way he acts didn't change. Meaning what he wants didn't change. He's not going to change. And the way he used to be good for us, he's going to continue to do nice things for us in the future. Call Gzera Overas Aleichem. Anytime we have bad times that come to the Jewish people, he mushlemes kishila atzma b'chol prate pratev, he mushteses al tzedek u'mishpat, it's justice. He no adal heiti v'machem. The goal of it, when bad things happen to us as a people, the goal of it is to make us better. V'imklal ha'enoshus. And to make all of mankind better. Lo pachos me'oshachem bavar. No less than the good times were in the past. Lo hu ishtani, he didn't change. Ela atem ishtanisim, you changed. Goralchem is chalif. B'shem enin reid al koch aploim shel hakel amatzil. B'shem she'atem enin, because you're not the way you were, because you lost. She'avdu lachem tchunos haofi shekiyumenu atnai lenachuso. Shiches hamum hatavua b'chem miyam rishon hu hameri b'Hashem. Rebellion. Hamavekim ritzon hamuchlad. V'ush evi eschem l'klal hashchasa. This is what caused you to have bad times. Achem enichem nikar m'kivano shamakom. U'levikach. Ha, rak shela achas ruilios nishelos. You should be asking only one question. Ba'alechem liparos shelos u'al atzmechem. And you should turn this question to yourselves. B'makom lahashim es Hashem. Instead of blaming God, you should be returning one question to yourselves. Royu shetishvu shelosu lenegdechem tamid. U'ba'os rabasi hitiel enechem. In this one big letter of a hey, you should remember this question. Lashem tigbaluzos. Is this really who you think God is? What about the God who split the sea for you? What about the God who made the 10 plagues for you? What about the God who made, who sustained you and brought you and kept you as a people for all the good times? What about the fact that you're the only nation that's still surviving for the last 1,000 years? Everybody else is wiped off the face of Jewish history. What about the fact that God figured out a way to keep you and sustain you through pogroms and through all these horrible people who wanted to do away with us? And God wants to make Jewish history glorious in the future like it was in the past. He built you a Beis HaMikdash. He had you flowering and he made you the people that was the greatest people in the history of the world, and he's going to make you back like that. Kisfurim atem she'asas kalela kadei she'yizdamu b'sofa shel dover l'shar kal umos b'ashchasa ruchnis u'musaris. Do you think God has kept you around all these years for you to lose your identity and just become like another one of the nations of the world, to just lower yourselves to all of the terrible vicissitudes and problems and challenges and trials and depravity that we see in all the world around us? You think he left us around all this time just to become like all the other nations? Halohu avicha kanecha, who koreos cha kinyano. God calls you his chosen people who he owns. Va'ata masal ufkudasa l'mitzas tarasa b'chol aviyasra ritzon asecha. B'chol koch asecha v'emtzecha p'nimi v'achitzoni v'klum einu zakai l'kach. Shouldn't you realize that all the commandments that he's given you and all the life that he wants you to live, it's only for your good? It's your father who's telling you about this. Your father who made you, your father who gave birth to you. Your father only wants ultimate good for you. Umibchina historis heinu yilodcha v'ata bino. Hein etzen kiyumcha histori hu pa yadav habiladi. The fact that you still exist is only because he's watching over you. Il malehu, if not for him, lo yisakayam. You wouldn't be in existence. Rakhu levado yilodcha v'chinecho schala'am. What do I say to you all the time? What does Rabbi Yaakov Emden write in his Hakdamah to his Siddur? What's the greatest miracle in all of Jewish history? The fact that we still exist after all that we've been through. That itself is the greatest miracle. What's this symbolized by? The sukkah. The sukkah symbolizes this. The sukkah symbolizes the flimsy hut that has protected the Jewish people throughout all the generations, despite all of wherever we've been, and we've all been in a flimsy hut. And that's what he's going to talk about in a minute, if I get to it. Kol adam kifrad hu yitzir kapav shel Hashem, v'ilu ata pol yodav gam ka'am, mishum kach yeshlo alecha zchus biladis. Therefore, God has rights. His rights are to tell you what to do. He shepherded you here. A father and everything he does for a son only wants for his son's best interest. And he continues, Hu asacha, he made you. Vayichon anechas, he's given you direction. So obviously if he made you, he knows what's the right direction for you. And he's telling you, Torah and mitzvahs, that's the direction for the Jewish people. That's the way we're supposed to be going. Hishva konu chitzim al yaseh, pasuk in Tehillim. Ki chitzim biyad gibor. B'mitzvosav, hu nasan lecha es hakivun, the direction, vayichon anecha. He's hu ascha, he made you. Since he made you, he knows what direction, vayichon anecha, he knows what direction he's supposed to go to. And his mitzvos give us the kivun. And he gave us the goals that we're supposed to look for. The one who placed before you these goals, who sha'asa huscha? Od b'terem horlecha samataros eila. If he made you, he knows how you're supposed to function. He made us with particular abilities and traits to be able to come to our ultimate fruition through doing these actions. If he made the machine, he knows how the machine is supposed to run. He made the machine, so he gave us the nourishment, the gas for the machine. Is Torah mitzvos hu asacha vayichon anecha. Ah, the rak hein bilvad masimos liyeshuscha uliyudecha, and only Torah mitzvos are made. Only them alone, masimos, they are appropriate liyeshuscha to your existence uliyudecha and to your mission and your goal. Ah, and this last piece he talks about what I talked about Eretz Yisrael. This is the last piece. I got to give you the two minute drill. Ready? We're in the last 2 minutes now. 2 minute offense. Here we go. Ki chelek Hashem amo, Yaakov chevel nachlaso. The portion of the Jewish people is not land. Ki chelek Hashem amo. We are a chelek of Hashem. Look what he says. Lo hayozer ritzono shel Hashem shebnei Yisrael yiasu la'am be'eretz hamiyuedes lahem. We did not become a people in a specific land. That is not where we became a people. Not in a specific land. So that we would become a land based on the conditions in that location. Right? If you grow up in Florida, you become a Floridian. If you grow up in New York, you become a New Yorker. Right? The place that you grow up has a tremendous impact on who you become. We are not connected to any one climate, any one location, any one style, any one place, any one atmosphere of any one place. Right? If you grow up in LA, you're LA. Right? If you grow up in Bnei Brak, you're Bnei Brak. Right? That's not the Jewish people. Ella b'nigud l'shar kol amim, different than every other nation. Heim niyu l'am b'terem yirshu aretz. We became a people before we were had a land. The land is part of our vision as God's people. It's a very important part, but the land does not define us as a people. It's a very big difference.
I almost think you could argue, though, to a degree that a little bit.
Oh! Exactly right. Look what he says. Look what he says back. Only after he first made us a people, only after that was he willing to incorporate the land in the vision of the Jewish people. Only after we were a nation did he bring us to the land. This land was already developed by others. We are a piece of Hashem. We're not a piece of the land of Israel. We are a piece of Hashem. This that other people get from their land, This that other nations get from their land, we get from our relationship with Hashem. Shar ha'amim mushrashim ba'ad masam ba'etzim aviyasam hisavusam. Other nations are connected to their land. Hey, miskaber molev, kofshim osa, they conquer the land, and they work the land. We look, other nations are defined by the natural resources of their lands. Uvi ibu b'binyanim, hofchim osa la'admas sa adam v'chavaraso, v'yachidim zehim nisunim la'ashpa usera ha'aklimiot shel artsam, climate. Because they get influenced by the climate of their lands. Mikol elahim shavim esatnoim lispatchos tarbusa mafizis v'haruchnis. Their whole physical definition and their spiritual and their moral and their social definition is based on where they are. Lufikachim alim esakoch sheim chashim v'flosim. That's all other lands. Skip a little. V'ilu Yisrael yavi amo la'artzo es tarbusa mafizis. No. We brought the culture to the land. The land does not define our culture. We brought our Jewish Ratzon Hashem. We brought Taryag Mitzvos to the land. And we let Taryag Mitzvos define the land. The land doesn't define who we are. We define who the land is. Haruchnes HaMosris HaChevrasis Hishimutzevis B'idei Hashem Hulo Yishtabi La'aretz. We are not enslaved by our land. We aren't enslaved by the land. We take the land and enslave it to Ratzon Hashem. So it's not automatic when you go into the land of Israel. It's not automatic that automatically everything that happens in Israel is Ratzon Hashem. No. We have to work in the land of Israel and make sure that the land of Israel listens to Ratzon Hashem. It's part of Ratzon Hashem. You hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying about historic language here? The kach be'etzem ki, and I would humbly submit in closing. That's the whole message of the sukkah. That's the message of the sukkah. The message of the sukkah is that the Jewish people never have permanence anywhere. We never have permanence anywhere in Gullus. Even when we're in the land of Israel, we don't have permanence. We're thrown. Exactly. But we're still a people. Even when we're thrown out, we're still not in our permanent home, not in our permanent place. But the sukkah says wherever a Jew is, whatever he has over his head, he always has the Rabbanu Shlom over his head, wherever he is. Whether he's in a strong fortress, where we're in the land, when we're out of the land, when we're in the good times and the bad times, we always have the Rabbanu Shlom's hand in protecting us. May it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this year we finally see Ufros Alecha Sukas Shlomecha Harachamon Hu Yakim Lanu Sukas David Anofalis. May he finally rebuild that fallen sukkah that we all are in all the time. May he rebuild it in Yerushalayim. May we finally see the Jewish people living in its land that's destined for us, with the real Ratzon Hashem to be completely brought to its final fruition. May that day come and hear you, Amen, Amen, Amen. You don't have enough to say Kaddish. Have a great Shabbos and a good Yontif. We're not meeting next Friday, but the following Friday, Bez Hashem, right after Sukkot, we will. Shabbos Bracious, meet once again. Have a great Shabbos and a good Yontif.